Welcome to the Self-Care Society podcast with your hosts, Celia Williamson, Ashley Kuchar, Louis Guardiola, and Carrie Shaw, a podcast devoted to those whose job it is to help others get or remain mentally, physically, and emotionally healthy, but who also need to take care of themselves.
How we're going to do this? By first showing you the filtered, pretty version of success, and then the real struggles, real work, and raw grit it took to get there, how they took care of themselves and also achieved their goals while doing it.
Together, we will work with you to improve and maintain your internal health and growth while helping you achieve your external goals and your next professional achievement in life.
And we're excited to show you how to follow your own individual and unique path and achieve the dreams you have while taking good care of yourself. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Self-Care Society podcast. This week, you're with me, Dr. Celia Williamson. And I just have one quote for you, and then we're going to discuss it. It's coming up on the new year, 2024. New year, new perspective, perhaps new you. So let me read the quote. It's, if you are silent about your pain, they'll kill you and say you enjoyed it. Let me read it again. If you are silent about your pain, they'll kill you and say you enjoyed it. That's a quote written by Zora Neale Hurston. So what does that quote mean? What does it mean individually and interpersonally as you interact with people that you love and who love you? It means that if you don't acknowledge your pain to them, one, they don't know about it, and so they assume you're not in pain, or that you enjoy what you're doing in your life. So they certainly won't work to relieve you of that pain. They may even think that you enjoyed it. So if you don't say ouch when something hurts you, then how will people know? Women take on a lot. And we say that you're a strong woman, right? There's a saying going around like, women are so strong. Women are stronger in some respects than men. That's well known. But are we? Or we do we just wear our pain well? Do we just never acknowledge our pain? Do we just assume that this is our lot in life? That we have to carry all these burdens that the opposite sex doesn't have to carry. And, oh, well, that's just us. We are silent about our pain. Sometimes we're going through emotional pain that we don't share with other people because we're like, well, they don't care, or we don't want to burden them with it. Well, when you don't share your pain, you're silent about your pain. You can't assume that people will know you're in pain until you tell them. And you should tell trusted others, not just anybody and everybody. There's something called conditioning in psychology. And what it means is you become conditioned to it. You become familiar with it. You get used to the pain. It's not like you like the pain. You're just, the pain is familiar to you. It's a burden. It's a 50-pound burden on your back. You're used to carrying it. You continue carrying it. But life doesn't have to be that way. If you say something, you might not only save your life or increase your joy in life, but you will mentor and guide to other people that it's okay to share your pain. The saying I like the least is strong Black woman, because I'm a Black woman and people go around saying strong Black woman. I don't like that saying, because if I'm strong, no one will ever help me. We don't help the strong. So I don't want to be known as a strong, but I don't want to carry burdens that are unnecessary. And I certainly don't want to carry burdens that aren't mine. So we need to speak up, again, to trusted others, people who are trustworthy, people who we can share our heart with, people who we can share our pain with, so they will know the times to step in and relieve us, so they will understand why we have to set this burden down, because it is too heavy now to carry. Maybe you might want to take that into 2024. Or do you want to be known as the strong woman who carries everything? Sometimes we're doing stuff for people. You know how we do. And they can't learn because we're jumping and doing it all. They can't learn the life lessons that they need to learn because we're over here making sure everybody's laundry is done, making sure everybody has money in their pocket, making sure everybody has good time, making sure everybody, nobody gets embarrassed, stepping in to say, oh, they didn't mean to say that. They meant to say this. Oh, you know, they're just a joker all the time. Oh, you know how they are. Stop doing that. Allow people to learn what they need to learn. Allow people to experience the consequence. If they say something stupid that offends somebody, let that person put them in check. That's the way they learn. Don't say, well, that's just how they are. They could be different. Quit saving people so much. Turn that inward and help yourself. Take care of yourself. Because you know what happens when you take care of yourself? You teach other little ones that are in your house or in your extended family how they should treat themselves. See, that's a hidden lesson. If we go around taking care of everybody and everything, then people learn that, well, you don't value yourself. Instead of what you want them to understand is your sacrifice, the sacrifice that you're making because you love them. But the lesson they often take away is, well, she doesn't care about herself. So why should I care about her? She doesn't care if she experiences joy. She doesn't care if she's able to relax. She's like, so I'm not going to set up situations and scenarios where she can relax and experience joy because she doesn't care. If you are silent about your pain, they'll kill you and say you liked it. You enjoyed it because you're sending mixed messages. Don't be upset. Don't be mad at them when they don't come through to support you, to help you, if you've been sending out the signals that you don't need help. There are times you have to step in and you help people because you're a nurturer, because that you consider that your role, and that's fine. It's when you overburden yourself with it. It's when it's no longer necessary that these people need to learn their lessons in life and you prevent them from learning them. That's when it becomes troubling. That's when you're helping them to be disabled in some respects. They're not able to learn what they need to learn to be fully functional. Now, if we say, if you are silent about your pain, they'll kill you and say you enjoyed it. That's also in a larger sense, in a macro sense, in a societal sense. It's the mistreatment of those in power of those who don't have power. For instance, slaves singing as they're working in the fields. Larger society could say, well, they enjoy what they look, they're singing. But we understand that singing in the fields took your mind off the heavy labor and the heavy burden of your life. Getting into that rhythm of the chant of the song helped you to continue to do your work in the field. That's why it was a survival technique in the moment. But because you couldn't have a voice, some people would say, well, you enjoy what you do. Look at you, you're singing. Same thing happens to us as women in society, to us as people of color in society, right? If we're silent about our oppression, about our discrimination, they'll kill us and say we enjoyed it. So we have to speak out, sometimes individually in the moment, although that doesn't always work out, but collectively. So in 2024, consider joining some collective, some coalition, some organization, so that you have a collective voice, so that you have power, so that you can say, these are the ways that our population of women, of people of color, perhaps, are in pain. We don't enjoy it. And we're going to use our collective voice and our collective works to change it, to no longer be silent. So I hope you welcome 2024 in a way that allows you to take care of yourself. Again, not just a bubble bath and getting your nails done, but in sitting and recognizing all the ways that you've given yourself away. And in 2024, how can you recoup a little bit of that for your own self? It's not selfish, again. It's self-care. We say that all the time. Sometimes if you've given yourself away for years, it feels selfish. But it's self-care. Because if you take care of yourself, other people around you will value you because you value you. And you teach young ones how to value themselves. You teach them not to give all of themselves away, right? To have some self-worth. So I hope you'll go into 2024, brand new you, brand new perspective on life. And I hope you take a lot of 2024 for yourself. Happy holidays. That concludes this week's episode. And remember, it's not selfish, it's self-care.